Cardiff?
Yes, is Ruben in?
This is he.
Hey, Ruben, it's Christina from Restaurant Max.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. So I talked to Esmeralda and asked if she could go ahead and just shoot me over the quote that she was given.
Awesome.
We're definitely not talking apples to apples here.
That's what I thought. All right.
Cool. Which is how it always goes down. So the SRC has not even quoted them to have a floor in their cooler, which there's definitely one that's on mine. You definitely want to have that floor. And just a couple other things that, you know, just real quick, they did not quote them keyed entry, you know, as far as
hey, you don't – I'm in agreement with you. I know the price differences aren't that great. It's the same with loans. I know if a customer comes to me, my payment's – if my payment's $500 and someone says, hey, I've got a payment of $200, I know we're just talking apples to oranges. So yeah. That's cool. That's perfect. So I guess – I'm assuming they'll just go with what you need, and they just needed a reality check. But once you get it done, just give me a holler, and I'm here to get this thing wrapped up.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to send them back, you know, an email just stating, hey, here's the differences I've found, you know, so far. And, you know, if they want me to quote them exactly without all of these, that's fine, but I don't recommend it.
I agree with you.
So I'll get this over to them, but, you know, again, you know, just let them know, you know, any company is going to tell them, you know, oh, yeah, we can do it for you cheaper. And we can do it for them cheaper if they want to, but they're taking off huge amounts. Again, the floor, they've only got one evaporator. This is a huge walk-in cooler. It's going to have two evaporators, especially considering the fact they're in Texas. It's already hotter there. You know, I would really, really recommend that they reconsider the quote from SRC completely, because it's not beneficial for the environment that they're living in to begin with. I've gone ahead and kind of put, you know, an email together. I just didn't know if you wanted me to include you in with this email so you could kind of.
No, I think I'm obviously on your team. I think in these situations, I always play nice. I do this stuff happens on a weekly basis, if not more so. Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, it's just, no, because I think my thing is, quote-unquote, I want to play nice, but my goal is to have you guys get paid quickly. So I think it's a better idea if I don't get included, because sometimes customers have this idea that, like, oh, the vendor's in bed with the finance company. Well, yeah, we are, but we just don't want them to know that.
Absolutely. And that's fine too. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and reply to this email and just see, you know, where they want me to go forward from here. Again, we can start taking all these options off and make it cheaper, but I think at the end of the day, they're going to want something that's going to last them 20 years as opposed to something they're going to have to replace in a couple.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, if they want something that's going to last them a couple years, hey, give them something that's going to last a couple years. At least you know that you're still in the same price point. So that's all that matters to prove to them that you're giving them the same deal or better.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time, Ruben. I'll get this over to them and see where they want to go from here. It's kind of the ball's in their court right now.
Perfect.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.